The most recent data from Wisconsin's Division of Housing is grim. At least 6,200 people didn't have shelter the first 3 months of this year. That doesn't include persons who've moved in with friends or relatives, women in domestic shelters, or unaccompanied youth. The state's just starting to track those who are homeless for the first time. Anecdotal accounts seem to indicate that number's increasing. Adam Smith is with the Division of Housing.
Nonprofit organizations that we fund throughout the state would tell us stories of people who would come to them who had never sought assistance before and really had no idea where to turn for assistance and turn for help.
To Smith, that indicates systemic issues were to blame. In other words, homelessness because of a lost job instead of, say, personal problems like addiction or mental health difficulties. Last year, families made up 15% of Wisconsin's homeless population. One of the counties with the largest percentage of homeless families is Dane County. Nan Kinnear is with the Dane County United Way. She says the agency's goal is to prevent homelessness, not just manage it through emergency shelters.
We know that families that are provided with strong shelter, not shelter in the short term, but stable, long-term permanent housing, have an 80% chance of staying stable, whereas families whose lives are disrupted and then end up having to spend time in emergency shelters without that kind of support have only less than 40% chance of succeeding.
She says United Way assists with food, rent, and money management skills to help families. But long-term unemployment and increasing foreclosures are obstacles that could continue to drive up the number of families living on the streets. Another category of homeless, those who are chronic, are in fact only 14% of Wisconsin's total homeless population. The chronic homeless often have mental problems or addictions. The Salvation Army is one organization that tries to help them. Director of Major Gifts, Ruth Ann Shore, says clients must be willing to abide by rules, be productive, or get turned away.
We have waiting lists. We never don't have waiting lists. So if we have somebody that comes in here and think it's the Salvation Army Hotel and Spa, we're probably going to, you know, share with them that this isn't the place for them because they're not ready for the kind of program we have. We have a hand up, not a handout program.
Deb Hills benefited from the Salvation Army, which helped her get housing, drug addiction counseling, and a job after both she and her daughter left Chicago.
If you want to put your best foot forward, they will help you put your best foot forward. And that's what I love about Madison. There is no place in the world like Madison. There really isn't.
As widespread as homelessness may have been in Wisconsin the past several years, Smith from the Division of Housing says it could have been worse. Last year, 17,000 people used an emergency shelter, but many others didn't have to because of $26 million in federal stimulus money to prevent homelessness.
We spent more than 80% so far throughout most of the state. The numbers are starting to spike back up, and in some cases they're actually going up well above not only the 2009 level, but the 2008 numbers as well. And that, to me, is a trend that is showing that the bottom third really has a long, long way to go before they recover.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.